Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, beginning at verse 11. Then he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided to them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fatted calf here and kill it. And let us eat and be merry, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Verses 11 through 24, Luke chapter 15. Father, we thank you for your word, the ways your word counsels us, guides us, comforts us, and empowers us to be vessels through which your work and your will and your kingdom can be built. Father, thank you for the wonderful work you give us of being involved in the work of evangelism and discipleship, the sharing of the gospel. Thank you for that opportunity. And Lord, I thank you for the fact that you're so mighty you can take someone, no matter how far away they've gotten from you, and draw them back to yourself. Lord, stir us as the church to be faithfully passionate about sharing the gospel as fully and as extensively as your Holy Spirit directs us to. Help us to know that in the economy of your kingdom, no day is a day to be wasted. Help us to be about your business, praying for and for the prodigals, and also sharing the gospel as you direct us, so that those who don't know you can come to know you as Lord and Savior. We thank you, and we praise you for the privilege of being a part of this great work. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us at this time as well.
Father, we come to you today, and we love you, Father. We praise you. We lift high your holy name. We're thankful, Father, that you, in your infinite mercy, are a redeeming God, a rescuing God, that we agree, Father, that you have rescued us, sinners running away from you, but you interrupted our self-centered lives and rescued us. Thank you, Father. We praise you, and we pray for this broadcast today that you will use it in a mighty way to touch hearts, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And lots of you, our listeners, have had the opportunity to see the movie In His Image, but some may not as of yet, so we're still encouraging you to take the time to do that. This particular week is Prodigal Prayer Emphasis Week here at AFA and AFR, and if you or someone you love is wrestling with same-sex attraction, transgenderism, or other issues with sexual brokenness, or they just don't, they're away from Jesus and they've strayed away, we're encouraging you to pray for those individuals and join us as we pray for prodigals this week. We're honored to have as our in-studio guest today Francine and Laura Perry, Laura was actually a part of the film In His Image. And so there goes Pete. He's glad to hear about what you all are here to do and be a part of the program today. So I'm going to ask if Francine, if you'll start, and then Laura, further introduce yourselves to our listeners, and then we're going to share more about why we're here today.
My name is Francine Perry, and I am the mother of Laura Perry, who lived as a transgender for over 9 years. And I just want to say that as a mother of a prodigal and one who was so far from God and really lived in one of the darkest pits, that prayer was what made the difference. And as we stood and stood on promises that God had given us in His Word, we saw a mighty miracle. And many things were going on behind the scenes that we were not even aware of. And when God finally brought her back home, it was almost, in a way, I was stunned. And I'm like, wow, this is really happening. She is coming home after all this time. And thanks, so that's God. Very much what our story is about, and why we have such a burden now to pray for prodigals.
Amen. Amen. And Laura, if you, as along with introducing yourself, if you would also, Francine used the term transgender. Lots of people know what that means, but a lot of people don't. Would you explain that as well as you introduce yourself?
Okay. Sure. My name is Laura Perry, and I lived as a transgender for almost 9 years. And a transgender, for those of you who don't know, just means that it is someone who is born either male or female, but then desires for whatever reason to become the opposite sex. Now, I learned during all of this time that that is not biologically possible, but I had believed it was. And but it really started very early in life, and I had, you know, I hear this from so many that they grew up in church, and they were like, I was in Christian school, I was in Bible drill, we were there every time the door was open, and so I knew about God, but it was I really had a lot of intellectual head knowledge, but I never really had a real relationship with Jesus, and I didn't know that there was a difference. And as I had these thoughts and these feelings as a child, and I began to get angry at God for making me a girl, because I prayed and prayed and prayed, you know, and asked God to, I used to pray and ask God that I would wake up a boy. Of course, you know, so angry at God for making me a girl. And I began to blame Him and blamed my mother for a lot of things and believed a lot of lies from the enemy. But when I began to go down that road, and I thought it was going to solve all my problems, and I thought it was going to bring me eternal happiness and peace, and, you know, I began to take the hormones and began to go through, I had two major surgeries, and I began to realize after a while that it wasn't bringing the happiness and the peace that I thought it would. And I remember one day that I realized that my surgery hadn't made me a man, and I began to get very depressed. And I kept hoping that it would, and I would tell people how happy I was, but the truth was it was always like, I'm going to be happy one day when this is real, when this is all complete. But that day never came. And I just began to get very depressed, and I just felt so hopeless. And I remember at one point even feeling like the enemy was revealing his hand to me and gloating over me and say, look, you fell for this. And I just felt caught somewhere in between. There was no way I wanted to be a woman. But because there was so much pain there, and I didn't even know why. All I knew was I felt this way. I had no idea why. But I didn't know there was anything I could do about it. And I became very depressed as I realized I was not ever going to be a real man, but I didn't want to be a woman. And so, but looking back over these years, I didn't know that Mom and Dad, and they had an army in my mom's Bible study that she was teaching, praying for me. And as they began to pray for me, God began to draw me very slowly over those years. And it was like this breadcrumb trail of leading me back home. And He would just intervene in little ways in my life and just remind me of the truth of who I was. I had so many dreams, so many ways He would speak to me, so many things He put in my life. Like one time I was just driving down the road, and for no reason I can explain on this earth, I got sick of the horrible music I was listening to, and I thought, I'm just so sick of this music, it makes me so angry. And I turned it off and turned on Christian music just out of the blue. And the presence of God filled my car. And I didn't get saved that night. That was probably 6 or 7 years before I got saved. But God was drawing me that whole time. And when He really began to rescue me and showed me that He was going to, that He still loved me, that He would accept me, that He would forgive me, I was overwhelmed by His love and His unfailing mercy to take someone back like me. And I knew when God saved me, I was so radically changed. There was no denying that I had been saved. I was a completely new creature. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, if God will save me after everything I've done, there is hope for anyone out there who hears this. Mm-hmm. No matter what you've done, no matter how far you've gone, you are never too far to turn around and come back to the Lord. And just like the story of the father and the story of the prodigal son, he will run to you if you will turn mm-hmm. your heart back toward him.
Mm. Laura, would you take time now specifically to pray for someone who's listening who has a very similar story, a similar journey as you've been through, who's wrestling right now? Would you pray for that or those persons, please?
Yes, Heavenly Father, I just pray for that person listening right now. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would reveal your love for them. Reveal, Lord, that you have been with them this whole time, that you have been drawing them. Remind them of the ways that you have spoken to them over the years, or the ways that you have shown them the truth, or you have shown them your love, the kindness you have used others to put into their lives. Lord, I pray that you would remind them of the truth they know deep down. Help them to see, Lord, that you will heal their hurts, that you will heal everything that they've been going through. Lord, you promised that you came to bind up the brokenhearted. You carried our griefs and bore our sorrows. Lord, and I just pray that they would trust you and they would give those hurts and those wounds to you, and they would cry out to you with all their heart, Lord, and they would turn their heart toward you, and you would just run to them and scoop them up in your arms. And I pray that they would trust you, Lord, with all their heart, mind, and soul. And I pray that they would have an amazing testimony one day of how you delivered them. And we just thank you and praise you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Francine, would you pray for whatever's on your heart now to pray for our listeners about?
Father, we just come to you, and Lord, for some reason, all those moms and all those grandmas and those aunts, uncles, grandfathers, and so forth, Lord, everyone who has a prodigal, Lord, I know the devastation that they feel. And I just pray that you would be a source of comfort to them. And Lord, I pray that you will bring them to a place of surrendering their prodigal to you, because I found the only help was to surrender the prodigal to you and let you do the work in that prodigal. And for me as the mother to focus on my relationship with you and allow you to do a work in me. And God, I thank you for the time that not only did you change Laura, but through all of this, I can say I'm honestly grateful, because you also changed me. And I just pray for many of them out there, Lord, who need to surrender themselves to you, that as the mother of a prodigal, they would just do that now and see that they cannot change their prodigal. It can only be done by you, and in the process, it will also change the mother. And I just pray that they will just see that, and the peace that passes all understanding will be theirs, just as it was mine, even during the depths of a dark pit. We just thank you and praise you for the work not only you did in Laura, but also in myself, and give you all the praise in Christ's name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Francine, and thank you, Laura, as well. Now, we haven't introduced Kendra as of yet, but we're about to, but we're coming up on a break, and so we'll probably get to that on the other side of the break. But let me just mention that, again, Francine, part of what we want to do today is I want to give you the opportunity to share with other believers the idea of them starting a prodigal prayer box in their church as well. So we'll pick up there on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession, as we have in studio with us Francine and Laura Perry, as well as Kendra White with American Family Studios. We'll be right back.
Perfect peace.
Music from Amanda Lindsay Cook, the song Still. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. The movie In His Image, Delighting in God's Plan for Gender and Sexuality. We're encouraging you to take time. If you haven't watched it already, go to inhisimage.movie to watch it for free online. We're grateful to have with us, along with Francine and Laura Perry, Kendra White as well with American Family Studios. And Kendra, would you take a moment to introduce yourself and tell us the connection between the movie and what we're doing this week.
Absolutely. So I have been working on the film In His Image for the past 2 years. I have the honor of being the director of this project, and it has been crazy how much the Lord has downloaded into my mind and heart, coming from really not being familiar with this topic and then meeting amazing people like Laura and Francine, and Stephen Black and Denise, and some of the testimonies in the film that have just radically shaped my life forever, and have inspired me with so much hope that God can transform and do anything in any life. And so after the film was released, we have received over 300,000 views. It's available online for free. And we have been blown away by the response that this film has been receiving. And one of the things that my inbox has been flooded with emails from individuals who, mostly a lot of parents or grandparents, have a loved one who said, this film resonated with me. We are going through this with a child or a grandchild right now in our lives, and it is wrecking our families. What can you give us to help us through this, please? And so, first of all, let me mention, if that's you and you're listening, you are not alone. We have received thousands of emails from people that are just like you. There's probably even somebody in your own church who's dealing with this, and you don't realize it because it's such a private issue. It's such a painful issue. And I think the enemy likes to silence Christians that are struggling with these things to make you feel isolated. And it takes a humble heart to express what you're dealing with. But first of all, you're not alone. And there are some amazing ministries. Laura Perry works for First Stone, and she might be able to talk about that a little bit later. But First Stone Ministries, and there's several others on, if you go to inhisimage.movie, we point people to them because they have some amazing support groups for parents and families, and they have years of research, and they know the Word of God, and they're willing to walk with you on this journey and help you find others that will also be an encouragement. So we started the Prodigal Prayer Emphasis Week because of all these emails we were getting. And we said, we need to pray because we know that God transforms lives and He does it through prayer. And so we invited Laura and her mom to come to talk about specifically what is a prodigal prayer box. I heard this when we were interviewing them, and as they were talking out in Oklahoma, I was like, this is an incredible idea. Like, this needs to go national. Every church in America needs to be doing this. And so I brought them in to talk about it.
Well, praise God, praise God. Before we move forward, I want to ask you to pray for listeners, whatever's on your heart, to pray for them about now.
Sure. Father God, I just, I ask that you would help those listening who feel unequipped or unqualified, but yet their hearts are pricked by this message, to be obedient to the things that you call them to do. Lord, I know that you call everyday people. Lord, you call David, who was in a field watching sheep, and you turn him into a king when he's obedient to do the things you say. And so I pray for those that have a heart to see people in the LGBTQ community come to you, that you would give them boldness like a lion to be able to speak into this issue, to love when it's hard, to speak truth when they're in a room where lies are being spoken, Lord, and even to have bold conversations with loved ones. Lord, if there's a name that's on their heart right now that you just, your Holy Spirit keeps bringing that name to their mind and you're calling them to intercede for that person, then I just ask that you would help them to not give up. Lord, love always hopes. And so I ask that you would help them to be faithful prayer warriors and be obedient. When they open their mouth to speak to this individual, I ask that it would be filled with messages from you. And not just the words, but the tone and the heart behind it, Lord, that you would use the body of Christ to be ambassadors into the LGBTQ community, to bring your compassion and your love to those who are hurting and your truth, Father God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Kendra. Again, you're listening to the Hour of Intercession. And again, our in-studio guests today are Francine and Laura Perry, as well as Kendra White with American Family Studios. And let me just mention, before we get into praying for the different individuals, it's good for us to understand, you know, when we pray, it's such a privilege for us to be able to pray. But one of the Holy Spirit's names is the Hand of God. And that's a great title and name to know the Holy Spirit by. God does everything by His hand. And when we pray, prayer releases the hand of God to do God's work. And so as we take time to pray, by God's grace, God reaches through us to accomplish His work. So I'm going to ask if, Laura, if you'll start us off just praying for individuals, and then we'll go around, okay?
Sure. I'm going to pray for one who has changed his sex to become a married woman, and this person is also asking for her as well, for that she would know how to love him. But I pray for this man. Lord, I pray that your word will dwell in his heart richly,
yes, Lord,
that you will recall to mind scriptures that he has been taught. May he no longer be rooted and grounded in his own greed and selfishness, but in your love. May he be able to comprehend what is the breadth and length and depth and height of your love, and may he see that your love passes all understanding. May he no longer believe the lie of the devil that you are not love, but may he be overwhelmed by your love. Lord, you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, and we now ask that you would do that in his life. And I just pray for this woman who is his niece. And we just pray for her that she would know how to talk to him, that she would know how to love him. And Lord, fill her with hope and the confidence that you can change his heart. And we just pray that you'd fill her with faith and help her, Lord, to not move off the steady rock of your word, but to be filled with compassion and love for him, and to never give up on praying for him.
Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, Francine.
Father, I want to bring to you a lady who sent in a request and said that her son is gay and he was married to his partner, but the partner died 2 years ago. And so her son has moved and all of his friends are gay. A story that I hear all the time, he had accepted Christ and was a great Christian leader all through his years, but then he was introduced to homosexuality. And this mother has asked that her heart's cry is that he will return to a committed relationship to Jesus. So I have a prayer based on some scripture that I want to pray over this young man at his mother's request. And Father, I just pray that you will overwhelm this young man with your Holy Spirit and humble him. I pray that God will reveal himself to him in truth and convict him of sin and righteousness. And I pray that this mother will see her son bow before you and confess with his mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I pray that the word of God that he has known and memorized will burst to life within his heart and in his spirit. And may God's word truly be living and active and sharp as a two-edged sword that would pierce him as far as the division between his soul and spirit, and it would judge the thoughts and intents of his heart. And may he finally come to a full and clear understanding that it is his sin that is separating him from God, and that the blood of Jesus Christ atones for him. And Lord, may he come to understand his desperate need for you as his Lord and Savior. And Father, I just pray for his mother. And I pray that she would be encouraged that she delves into the Word, and that she would pray Scripture over her son. Yes. And I pray that you will give her some glimmers of hope.
Yes, Lord.
That you are working on her son. And we praise you in advance for the day that he will accept you as his Lord and Savior.
Amen. And specifically, I have a request here from an individual, a mother who she's concerned about her son, who refers to himself as being non-binary, and he's taking hormones. And she said his lifestyle is just so confusing. She said he's never given his life to Christ. Father, we lift this young man up to you, Father. You know where he is, and you know where his heart is as well. Father, we lift him up to you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we break the power of Satan over him in the name of Jesus. Send him along his path who will clearly proclaim the gospel to him. Draw him to yourself, Lord. And I pray that your Holy Spirit would engulf him and do a mighty work in him as you draw him to yourself, Lord. And Lord, send many along his path who will be vessels through which you will work to point him to Jesus Christ and bring deliverance and healing in every area of his life. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Okay, and I have one here that a lady said it's her husband's cousin, and he's a young man in his 20s, and he's just announced that he will transition to a woman, and it's just come out of the blue, and it's a shock to them. He's been in relationships with women, and so, Lord, this is out of Isaiah 53, verses 4 through 6. Lord, I know that this young man is really broken and hurting. He does not know why you have allowed suffering and disappointment in his life. Help him to see that you bore his grief and carried his sorrows, that you were stricken and afflicted for his sake. Help him to see not only the sins of those committed against him, but help him to see his own sin. Help him to see that his sin wounded Jesus and that he was bruised for his iniquities. Help him to see that because of the stripes that Jesus took for him, that he can be healed through Jesus. Lord, he is a sheep that has gone astray, but all of us had at one point. We all went our own way, and you laid on Jesus, the iniquity of us all. Help this young man to humble himself before you and to admit that they have gone astray. Give him a heart that will yearn to you and return to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
I have a prayer request here from a man who says his wife's brother has been in a homosexual lifestyle for many years and that he needs miraculous deliverance. And so I think I am going to use some passages from 3 John 4 and 1 John 2. And so, Father, we bring this young man before you who has been living as a homosexual for many years. And according to the prayer request, he is not seeking any kind of deliverance, nor is he interested. So I just pray for these people who this young man is in their lives, and I pray that he will be one that will learn to walk in truth. And if they have fallen prey to deceptive spirits, oh, Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit of truth will set them free and help this young man to learn to love you more than they love the world and more than they love their lifestyle.
Yes.
And to realize that loving the world and the culture and everything that they are enmeshed in, help them to realize that it is nothing but deception, and just pray that they will see that following in the ways of the world is not profitable to their soul or to their future. And may he come to realize, may someone speak to him and show him what truth is, Lord. And we pray that he will in the future accept you as his Lord and Savior.
Yes, Lord. Lord, I lift up this woman who she has a dear friend whose daughter just yesterday left her very Christian home with some out-of-state internet friends and just came out yesterday as gay. And Lord, we just ask in the mighty name of Jesus that this young woman would be drawn to you. Lord, I pray that these friends that are a poor influence on her, that the truth of who they are would be made known to her. And I ask that you would put godly people in her path to get in her way, Lord, and to remind you of your unfailing love for us, Lord. I pray that you would give her Christian family strength right now, today, just to get through today, to lean on you and not on their own understanding. Lord, I ask that they would invite you into their pain, but they would also trust you fully, Lord, because we know that you love our children more than we do. Lord, you love their daughter more than they do, and you have not forgotten her. You have not forsaken her, and you are with them in the middle of this battle.
And Father, thank you for the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and thank you for the opportunity we have of being vessels you can use to accomplish your will. Lord, raise up more and more intercessors and prayer groups and intercessory prayer groups that seriously understand the nature of these spiritual challenges and recognize the spiritual warfare behind them, that will take very serious the need for us to mobilize our prayer ministries and really begin to come against them with the power of your Holy Spirit. Anoint us afresh with the spirit of prayer and intercession and worship. Use us in this regard. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Our in-studio guests today are Francine and Laura Perry and Kendra White with American Family Studios. We'll be right back.
Feeling lonely, this world got a way of showing me. Some days it'll lift you up, some days it'll call you bluff. Man, most of my days I ain't got enough. And all I know is you're my only hope. Shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me when I'm beat down, broken. Hold my heart when it's split wide open. Turn these eyes to my soul protector and break the will of this born defector. 'Cause all I know.
The music of Toby Mac, I Just Need You. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. This week is Prodigal Prayer Emphasis Week, and we're grateful to have in studio with us Francine and Laura Perry, as well as Kendra White with American Family Studios, and we're praying over them. Just want to mention, too, again, if you're wanting to submit a prayer request, I'm going to let Kendra tell you how to do that.
Yes, we would love to join with you in prayer. You can just go to inhisimage.movie/prayer, and we will be praying for each individual prayer request that comes in by name.
All right. And Laura's going to start us off as we continue to pray.
And let me just mention, these ones that we are praying for have given us permission to pray for these. We're not mentioning names. The Lord knows, and He sees into your family. It's not just individuals, but entire communities that are impacted by these.
That's right. Okay.
Okay. And this one is one who... the son is transgender, and he's walked away from the Lord. And the mother has said that he has not had surgery, but he's taking hormones and still living with the parents, so they have a good relationship. But he's been through a lot. He has lots of health problems, and so he's had some real challenges. And I want to pray this particular prayer, and I just wanted to mention, this can be a little bit of a difficult prayer to pray, but it's one that I saw the Lord do this in my life, and sometimes he needs to bring difficult difficult circumstances into our lives in order to humble us. God gives grace to the humble, and we can't come to him in pride and arrogance. Sometimes we need to be humbled. So this, I can see that the Lord did this in my life. This is out of Hosea chapter 2. Lord, I pray that you would hedge up this young man's way with thorns and build a wall in front of him, that he will not be able to find the paths away from you that he is searching for. May he not be able to catch the pleasures and idols of this world that he is seeking after so desperately. May they always just be just out of his reach. May he not be able to find the peace that he is searching for in the empty things of this world and the false promises of the devil. I beseech you that that you would allure him into the wilderness and speak comfortably to him. Give him a vineyard there that he may drink in the valley of Achor, for a door of hope. May the places where he has committed great sin be used as a place where you will speak to him and reach out to him. May you turn what the devil intended for destruction into his salvation, that he will sing there and praise you there, and it will be a witness to the lost around him. May he have such a radical encounter with you that he will never forget it, and that he will call you Ishi, which means husband, and no more call you Bailey, which means master. Take the names of the false gods out of the idols of his mouth, that he will not even remember or desire them. Make a covenant with him there and break the bow of the in the sword of the enemy there. We ask you to do so, completely destroy the enemy in his life, that the enemy will regret the day that he drew him into the darkness. Betroth this young man unto you forever in righteousness and justice, loving kindness and in mercy. Betroth him unto you in faithfulness, that he may know you, Lord.
Amen.
I want to bring before you a lady whose daughter has walked away from the Lord after being raised in a Christian home, even attending Christian university, and actually being in Christian service, and has walked away from the Lord and is living a lifestyle not pleasing to the Lord at all. And so I want to use some scriptures from the Psalms as we pray for this mother and for her daughter. And Father, we just pray that these adult children especially will learn to hate evil. And just pray that you will enable them to restrain their feet from every evil way so that they can learn to keep your word and look to you to teach them the right way to live. I pray that you will protect and deliver them out of the hands of the wicked, and may they not be a companion of a fool. May you aid them to stop walking in the counsel of the wicked, stop standing in the path of a sinner, and stop sitting in the seat of the scoffers. And, O God, may their delight be in the law of the Lord, and may they learn to meditate on it day and night.
Thank you, Lord. I'd like to ask you all a question. We have received a lot of emails from people who have watched the film In His Image, and they noticed that the three testimonies that we mentioned specifically have some areas where all three of you had some abuse in your childhood. But we've had several that have contacted us saying, that's not my story, and I've always felt this way, therefore it feels like God made me this way, and I was raised in a Christian home. What would you all say to someone who says they were raised in a Christian home, but they can't connect it to something abuse?
Well, when I went into that lifestyle, I couldn't have connected it to anything either. And I would have told you I was born that way. I'd always felt that way. And I didn't see any kind of causality. And it really didn't dawn on me till later, the lies of the enemy that I had believed even before. I was molested, but I had those feelings even before that. And I had believed lies about that the enemy had told me. I believed that my mom would have wished that I had been a boy. And that was just a lie. But there are perceptions and things that we misunderstand. There are so many kids that they look at other, they compare themselves to other kids. A lot of girls, they'll look at the cheerleaders and they'll say, oh, I'm not like that, you know, and they feel inferior. Or maybe the boy, maybe his dad and his older brother, maybe they're real athletic and, you know, tough and all that, and that maybe they're more sensitive and artistic. And so that actually, even before the abuse, that can lead to these feelings as well. And but also I just wanted to mention real quick that sometimes we don't recognize sexual abuse. There's so many different kinds. Most kids have been exposed to pornography at a very young age, and that actually can really mess with your sense of identity, your sense of sexuality and gender. And also, as a result of pornography exposure, many kids experiment with each other, and we brush that off as innocent child play, but it's really not, and it's deeply and profoundly wounded your sexual identity. And so there may be things that you're not even aware of. So I would ask that those people would really ask the Lord to show them who they truly are. This is what really began to change my heart. The Lord, one night, he asked me, he said, if you stood before me tonight, what name would I call? And I was stunned by that question. I didn't know how to answer the Lord because I wanted to believe that God would accept me as Jake. But in the he reminded me of John chapter 1 where it says, Jesus Christ himself is the creator. And he said, you cannot claim to love me and yet reject my creation. And there was a moment where I just thought I was being condemned because I had no concept of that I could go back to female. I didn't think there was anything I could do about it. And so I thought, God doesn't accept me. But in the most loving voice I've ever heard in all my life, he whispered to me and he said, let me tell you who you are. And so that's really what began to free me, as I realized that God had an identity for me and a purpose and a plan. And to declare that we are something other than what God has created is to say that we know better than God. But when we put our faith and trust in our Creator to tell us who we are, he will heal all of these desires and identities. And it may take a long time. Sometimes it takes years. But we look back and we go, wow, look what God has done.
Amen. Francine, I also had a parent that said, What happened? I don't know of any abuse in my child's life, and I took them to church. What would you say to that parent?
I can identify with that because until Laura told her story, we knew nothing of the molestation when she was 8 or 9 years old by a neighborhood boy because she never came to us because she was threatened, you know, if she would go tell. And so I really struggled with feeling a lot of guilt because she could not come to me as her mother and that I didn't know about it for years. And so I knew of an incident when she was around 16, but I didn't know of the one that she talks about that initially started her with these kind of thoughts. And she never voiced those things to us growing up, ever. And so when all of this happened, we were stunned. And we had had some issues with her between the ages of 16 to about 22. And we thought she was doing well. And then she got off track again as she got into this, but maybe this was from deep-seated problems that we were not aware of.
Wow. So many of the emails that I've received have been from parents that said, we are in a Christian home. They went to Bible quizzing. They did all of these things.
Ditto. I mean, I hear that from almost every parent or grandparent that contacts me. The story is the same. So it just shows me that the enemy is really out to entrap kids that know the truth and they've been raised in it, but and just lead them off in a path that is devastating and destructive. So, but I hear the same story all the time.
Well, you know, something I would just mention too. I think it's helpful for us to understand that the devil is the father of lies, and he's the father of all abuse and misuse. And the reality is all sin in some form or another is abusive and it's destructive. And so wherever the seeds come from, they always emanate from the devil and the kingdom of darkness. But God's word is the answer to all of it. And so we're wise to be mindful of that. But Laura, would you pray, whatever's on your heart to pray for as it relates to what you shared, would you pray at this time?
Yeah, Heavenly Father, I just pray for everyone that is listening and those that are struggling that maybe they're not listening, but maybe their parent or loved one is. Lord, I just pray in the name of Jesus that you would begin to speak to them. When the music of the parties and the bar and those things and all the voices of the LGBT community and the media and, Lord, the voices that are affirming these lies, when those die down, I pray that you would speak to them in the stillness and the quiet of the night, in their dreams. Lord, and remind them of who they truly are. Begin to call to them, Lord, and remind them, Lord, of how much you love them. Remind them, Lord, of how you are pursuing them. And I pray, Lord, that you would just begin to draw them back like a magnet, mm-hmm. that they would be so drawn to you, Lord, and that they would desire you. Lord, I pray you'd put in their heart, you said, Lord, that we would seek you and find you when we search for you with all our mm-hmm. heart. Lord, and I just pray that they would have a desperate desire to seek you and to find you. And Lord, I just pray that even if they can't see the reasons, I didn't know the reasons until long after I came out of the lifestyle. Lord, I pray that you would draw them out and help them to trust you. And that as you begin to heal them, you will peel away the layers like an onion.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, that you will reveal to them and you will set them free in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Francine, would you too pray, whatever's on your heart, to pray as it relates to that what you all just shared as well, please?
Father, I want to bring before you especially the mothers, the parents, the grandparents. And, oh, Father, I remember one thing I learned during all of this time in the very beginning of this journey was that I needed to work on my relationship with you and humble myself before you. And I pray that these parents will be willing to do that and will see that the salvation or the returning of their prodigal, Lord, as you worked in me, you were working in the prodigal.
Thank you, Lord.
And I just think of the scripture from 2 Chronicles 16:9, that your eyes are going to and fro over all the earth. And what you're looking for is someone whose heart is totally devoted to you, so that you can work mightily in their behalf. And Lord, I prayed that for myself for so many years, that mine would be the heart. And I pray that the heart of these parents, they would see that they need to be totally devoted to you. And then you can work mightily in their behalf. So I just pray that in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Francine and Laura and Kendra, for being with us today.
Yes.
Privileged to have
Thank
you.
Thank you for having us.
We look forward to you all being with us again tomorrow.
Oh.
Thank you for being a part of our listening family. As always, we appreciate you listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.